Okay, we are going to make our Christingles in the next few minutes. But before we do that, I'm going to tell you the story of the Christingle. Because the Christingle decoration, when it's finished, it tells a story. And that story started long ago when God created the world. So our oranges, which are going to be handed out to you shortly, represent the world. Right, my team are going to come round. I've got a couple this side and a couple this side. And hopefully, in the next few moments, everyone is going to get an orange. So please, once you've got your orange, hold it in your hand just like so. Brilliant. You'll notice on your orange when you receive it that there is a crisscross cut, hopefully. Now that is either going to be here when you look at your orange or here. And you need to make sure that it's actually on the top because we need that crisscross cut later. So when you get your orange, find out where that crisscross cut is and make sure your orange is up the right way, basically. That is the top of your orange. Hopefully they're coming round. There are enough for every single person to have one. So adults, please do join in also. Amazing. Brilliant. Hopefully most people have got an orange. If you haven't, please wave at some of my team or me and I can point you out to them. If you haven't got an orange and you would like one, there's a couple in the middle here. Anna. Amazing. Brilliant. So Jenny needs one. Fantastic. Okay, good. So can I just check that you've all got your oranges and can I check that by you holding them up in the air? And hopefully you're holding them up the right way with the crisscross cut at the top. Fantastic. Okay. So this is the world. And we can imagine that when God made it, he held it just like this in his hand. But God didn't just make the world and leave it. He poured love into the world and he created wonderful, wonderful things. He created plants and animals and humans and good gifts. And in a moment, you're going to be handed another bag that's got a few pieces in to make our Christingle, but I'm going to talk to you about them first. So, in your bag, you will have four cocktail sticks. I've already put my sweets on my cocktail sticks just for ease. Your sweets are not on your cocktail sticks. But when God made the world, he created seasons. So the four sticks represent the four seasons, and they also represent the four corners of our world. And that just means that Jesus' love spreads everywhere. There's not one part of our world where Jesus' love does not reach. So once you get your bag in a moment, you will have some sticks without sweets on. So please do be careful when you put your sweets on. Can I highly recommend that you put your sweets onto your sticks before you pierce your oranges and put them around the side. If you do it the other way round, when you're pushing your sweets on, your sticks disappear into your orange. So it gets a bit tricky. So do put your sweets on your sticks first and pop them around the edges like so. Your bags are going to come round. There is also a candle and a glow stick in your bag. Do not crack your glow stick yet. I know it's tempting. I know it will be really tempting, but kind of ignore the candle and the glow stick for the time being and concentrate on the sticks and sweets, and they are coming round now. Do not crack your glow sticks. Okay. I'm hoping we're about ready to move on. So we've got our world that God made. And our sticks and sweets to represent the seasons, the four corners of the world that God poured his love into, and all the good things that he made. But the world wasn't quite as God had hoped it would be. And people were unkind to each other, and things went wrong. Which is why God decided to send his son Jesus to earth as a baby at Christmas time to come and teach us how we should live. So the red ribbon or red tape around this outside of your world, that represents the sacrifice that Jesus made for us when he came, grew up as a man, and then he died on the cross and shed his blood for every single person. So that red ribbon is what reminds us of that. Oh, and we're building our... I thought we were going to build it in a minute, but Paul's getting ahead of himself. No, that's fine. You go for it. See, we've not worked together for 3 months, so we've forgotten how to do this. No, it's absolutely fine. So the very final piece of our Christingle that we are missing. I'm going to use a candle at the front. Please do not crack your glow sticks. In your bags, you will have a glow stick that looks like this. Do not crack it. You can create the space and push it into your Christingle right now, but do not crack it. We are not lighting them at this point. Okay? Please put your glow stick in. In a minute, you will need to take it out again, but not yet. I'm going to replace mine with the candle. Okay? And you have all got a candle to take home with you, so you can replace your glow stick later with a candle. Brilliant. So hopefully you've managed to squeeze or twist your glow stick into your orange. Excellent. So, the candle or the glow stick represents the light that Jesus brought to our world, bringing light into dark places, that life light that cannot be extinguished. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." So, our Christingle is complete. I'm hoping that you've been listening and that you can remember what each part of our Christingle decoration stands for and the story that it tells. And as we go through that, we're going to create our giant Christingle. And so we've already got our orange. Can somebody tell me what the orange stands for? Okay. The orange is the world, absolutely, and we've got a rather large world right here. Let's do the red tape now, as we've already got it. Can someone tell me what the red tape represents? Mine, can you? Oh, well done. Excellent, with a little bit of help from your brother there. Amazing, thank you, Mina and Yoma. Yeah, the red ribbon represents the blood that Jesus shed when he died for us. Awesome. So, who can tell me what the sticks and sweets represent? Oh, I'm going to go right to the back there. Alex? Absolutely. Brilliant. So, the sticks kind of stand for the four corners of the world and the four seasons. And the sweets on the sticks. What do the sweets on the sticks represent? Yes, young man. Pardon me? That Jesus made? Yeah, all of the good things that God made. So people, animals, plants, crops. Absolutely. Brilliant. You're doing an amazing job back there, Paul. Excellent. So we've got some sweets on our Christingles. And finally, do not crack your glow stick. It is still not time. Still not time. Do not crack it. Can someone please tell me what our glow stick or our candle represents? Hanya, can you? It does. It represents light. And who brings light? Jesus. Absolutely brilliant. So Jesus is the light of the world. Amazing. Right. Right.